Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So there is a typhoon coming, so everyone please be sure to stay dry and be safe. And today we have a video from a famous YouTuber, Anna Akana, and it's called I Think About Death a Lot. Do you think about death a lot? She thinks it's quite necessary, so let's take a look at today's sentence. Thinking about death has made me a more present human being because it's a constant reminder that tomorrow is not a guarantee. It makes me want to be a more compassionate and giving person because when you're confronted with the idea of your own mortality, you have to ask yourself, like, what mark do I want to leave on this world? Thinking about death has made me a more present human being because it's a constant reminder that tomorrow is not a guarantee. It makes me want to be a more compassionate and giving person because when you're confronted with the idea of your mortality, you have to ask yourself, like, what mark do I want to leave on this world? 那我们首先来看第一个字呢，是 constant，constant 指的是固定的，或者是不变的，或者是规律的。那我们可以说 constant exercises is really good for your body. 如果你很规律在运动的话呢，对身体来说是一件很好的事情。那我们很常看到它的副词呢是 constantly。 举例来说，我们小时候啊，可能父母都会警告我们说 if you constantly lie, nobody will believe you anymore. 如果你不断的说谎呢，就是你就会变成放羊的孩子，不会再有人相信你说的话。那既然提到放羊的孩子呢，我们英文里面会说是 cry wolf， 因为放羊的孩子里面呢，它不是一直喊狼来了吗？那这个动词就是其实就是 cry wolf， 那可能有人说，有人一再的说谎，就可以说 stop crying wolf。再我们要来看的是 guarantee。 Guarantee 指的是保证的意思，中间在 T-E-E 的地方发长音 E-T， 前面的 G-U-R 这边是发 ga，R-A-N 是 ren， ga-ren，U-A 这边发 a 的音 guarantee。 那我们可以说 I guarantee that you will be home safely tonight， 我保证呢，你今天晚上会安全的到家。 那一个字呢跟它长得很像，意思也差不多。其实我最小的时候呢，一直以为这两个字好像是同一个字，后来才发现原来有一点不一样。那就是我们一些电器用品里面呢都会有的保证书，叫做 warranty。warranty 要注意它的重音也不一样哦，它的重音在最前面的地方发 wa 的音 warranty。 Warranty 是保证书的意思，或者是我们很常讲到的那个保固期啦。那我们可以说 ，When you buy electronics abroad, remember to check whether or not it has international warranty. 当你在国外买电器用品的时候呢，要记得检查它是不是有国际保固这件事情。因为像是据我所知啊 ，iPhone 呢它就没有国际保固，就像是如果你在美国买 iPhone。 或者其他可能 Apple 产品的话，你在台湾是没有办法有免费保固这件事的。再我们要来看的是 compassionate，compassionate 指的是同情或者是怜悯的意思。那它的重音在 P A 的地方 ，C O M 发 com 的音 ，compa，S I O N 发 shin，A T E 发 eight，compassionate。 Compassionate， 那像 Anna Akana 这边提到的，就是 to be more compassionate， 或者是 have compassion， 它的名词 for one another， 就是对其他人要保有同理心。那去掉 com 呢，就是 passion， 指的就是热情的意思。那讲到同理心啊，或者是同情，我们也可以讲到另外一个字叫做 empathy，empathy 也指的是同理心的意思。 最后我们要来看的是 mortality 呢指的是必死性。那其实讲白一点，就是说，我们其实凡人呢都没有办法长生不老，也就是说我们并不是永恒的，就终有一天会死这样。那它的反义词呢则是 immortality。immortality 那我们像如果在看那种《暮光之城》这种书里面，都会讲到 immortality 这个字 ，because vampires they are immortals， 他们是不朽的，也就是说他们其实基本上是不会老死。 OK， 那所以看到 mortality， immortality 是互为反义词。那 mortal 跟 immortal 呢，也是互为反义词。要注意 mortality 跟 immortality 的重音都是在 TA 的地方，那 mortal 跟 immortal 都是在 MO 的地方。 All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Thinking about death has made me a more present human being because it's a constant reminder that tomorrow is not a guarantee. It makes me want to be a more compassionate and giving person because when you're confronted with the idea of your own mortality, you have to ask yourself, like, what mark do I want to leave on this world? Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!